Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. This is your very first time tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. We remind you that Jesus' mandate for the church today is that we will seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all the things that we have need of will be added to us. One thing we do know, that Jesus understood that all of mankind was led. Everything that we did was motivated by a motivation. And he was directing us in Matthew that as kingdom citizens, that our motivation should be kingdom first, not seeking the base needs, because he wanted us to know that he would provide for us, that all of our spiritual, our physical, our relational, our financial needs, our occupational needs, all of them will be met through Jesus Christ as we pursue his strategy for seeking first the kingdom. We are talking today about the phenomenal family and important strategies that we should employ as believers. We are a royal priesthood. We're a royal family. We are called to be a holy nation. And in order to fulfill this, we must understand how our Lord has given us the tools and the strategies to realize the destination for our families. We've been calling families to pack up their bags from a place of mediocrity and to pursue a place that is north of average. Many of the average family is failing to realize the full potential of what God has ordained for them because they've not understood the wisdom of God for living. And today I've invited some very special guests and friends of mine, Gary and Sharon Worrell, to be with us to talk with us about family and about the things that affect family and the journeys that we walk on and we experience as families, because we come into our families as imperfect people. But for the grace of God, all of us can be restored and all of us can walk in the full nature of what God has in store for us. And so I want to welcome Gary and Sharon to the Voice of Destiny Show, how you guys are doing. And please tell us your story. You know, what is your story about family? And what is it that you believe God is saying to the church today and the world today about family?
Well, I really want to thank you. Family is something that we have found not only to be critical, but the issues that we have been working through destroys family. And we will talk about that in a little bit. But to give you a background, is we've been married 31 years, and
wow.
we've been very blessed in that we've had the capability to go through a lot of difficult times. We've had difficult addictions. We've had financial trouble. We've had we've moved multiple times in our marriage time. And the family has been something that we've been trying to really seek God, how he wants to design it. Our family is also a little different. We have an adopted son from Bangkok, Thailand. So we have the adoption picture. And that's something that a lot of families are not very familiar with.
And the multicultural picture,
right,
as well.
Right, multicultural, because he's from Bangkok, Thailand.
Wow.
And that's very important to us because we feel that God has a perspective that he loves all of us equally. And because of that, we want our son and our family to have that same openness to God in all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels that God is unable to see color. He's unable to see race. He's unable to see even, I think, different creeds or nationalities. He looks at us as sons and daughters that are made in his image and likeness. And that's the principles we've been trying to teach our son and trying to walk out in our lives throughout all the difficulties that we've had.
Wow. Wow.
And I think that, you know, as a couple that actually was on the verge of divorce right around the 19th year of our marriage, I think the fact that we've come through to 31 years of marriage is a real testimony to the grace of God.
Yes.
because we've had we have had a lot of difficulties, and I know that, you know, I appreciate Dr. Hopp that you are talking about phenomenal families, because I think that there's a real struggle in the world today and in the church too with family systems and coming through to a place of health and function. I think that our culture today has created so much dysfunction with single parent families and you know, just everybody who's just trying to survive, that I appreciate that you would be speaking to families about how to come through to reach to a better place.
Yes. Well, being a phenomenal family is a great challenge today, but it's a challenge I believe that God wants us as kingdom citizens to pursue. Because as you were talking about, family is a system. It is a system in every society that helps humans to discover what their identity is, what their callings are, what their mandates are. It is the safety net that God, it is the system that God put in the planet so that humans could get clothing, could get food, could get housing. But families have incredible amounts of patterns that define and shape many of the choices that we make in life. And some of those choices, they're intangible. They are forces that shape our ability to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to relate and how we're going to see things beyond what we know on paper. But family, being able to build that family is really important. The Bible tells us that God chose Abraham because he knew Abraham, how he would train up his children in the way they should go. And I got to tell you that hearing your story that you've been married 30-plus years is phenomenal to many people today. It's an unheard-of number. There are many people that are listening today that have never known a couple that have been married that long. I know for me, my parents were married for 28 years, and as a result of you know, not having the tools that you guys are teaching through your ministry and through your testimony, they weren't able to hold on to their marriage. You know, my grandfather, by the time he had died at 87, it was reported that he had been married legally 10 times over the years, because he kept trying at doing the family system, but he just didn't know how to do it. Even though he himself had confessed Jesus Christ himself as a believer, he wasn't really taught how to solve the problems that that he was in possession of because of the families of origin that he had come from. And so when we talk about families, we've got to be aware that families don't become phenomenal by accident. There has to be an intent behind that.
Yeah.
And so we all must be intentional about building the families that God wants us to have. We're going to take a destiny break right here, and when we come back, I want to finish talking about your family story, because God has brought you guys through some tremendous things and given you some unique opportunities, some unique crises that were opportunities to be the family that God has called you to be. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and bold by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My guest today is Gary and Sharon Worrell, who are anointed vessels of God. They are trained counselors and therapists, and they have a great testimony that God has given them to help build families. And we were talking about in the last segment that you guys have been married for 19 years. You've been married over 30-plus years, but in your 19th year, your marriage, your long-term marriage, was on the brink of breaking up, and it was because of an incredible experience that you guys walked through. Can you tell us a little bit about that and talk to us about the book that you guys wrote that is called Sexual Addiction?
Well, Dr. Hopp, on January the 15th, 2002, we had been married 19 years, and I got a phone call, and the caller ID said the Denver jail. And I picked up the phone, and it was Gary. It was my husband who mm-hmm. said that he had been arrested. And I was alarmed because, you know, we mm-hmm. we go to church, we were Christians, we had met in the mm-hmm. church, we all of our activities surrounded the church, and here my husband is calling from jail. And I said, I was very alarmed, and I said, why, mm-hmm. what have you been arrested for? And he said, well, it's all a big mistake, but it was for soliciting a prostitute. And
wow.
My world crashed in that day, and it was like the man that I knew died. It was just an alarming thing, and quite seriously, nobody in the church could help me because mm-hmm. nobody in the church knew what to say or how to
yeah.
go about even addressing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened that we had a counselor friend, and I called her, and she said, well, Gary has a sexual addiction, and the two of you need to get help.
Mm-hmm.
It was mind-numbing to
yes.
come up against something like this when seriously, I mean, in the church, nobody had ever educated anybody about these things. I mean, I didn't know in the church that this even happened, that Christians
mm-hmm.
had these kinds of problems. And so it actually thrust us into the wilderness in
yes.
such a way that we had to find a path to figure out what was going on. And I very seriously thought about divorcing him. I prayed and asked God, you know, what do I do? Am I released, obviously? And
mm-hmm.
and one night I heard God tell me, you know, about a week after this had happened. And, of course, I was very upset, very angry.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like God was speaking to my heart and telling me that he wanted me to stay in this marriage. And that in itself was alarming to me as well. And
wow.
So, I mean, I was going to stay in the marriage with conditions
mm-hmm.
for recovery, and it set us into motion on a journey with counselors and people who could educate us about what sexual addiction is and to help us to understand how to proceed and to get recovery. And what I came to realize is that Gary had led a perfect double life for 19
mm-hmm.
years.
Well, I think what you have shared is reveals a great truth in the church that we must understand that when we get born again, the part of us that are born again is our spirit. But that soul,
right.
our emotions, our will, and our intellect must go through a conversion process of being
mm-hmm.
trained and equipped. And you had said that nobody in the church knew how to deal with this. Well, you know, Gary wasn't the only one struggling with that. So
no.
how many other people in the church were struggling and there was not the skill set that was resident to help the everyday
yeah.
believer to deal with real practical everyday issues that men and women face, especially in this very sexualized culture. And so I know
mm-hmm.
for you it was shocking to get that phone call. But Gary, what was it like for you to make that phone call? What did you have to process to pick up the phone and think about explaining to your wife what was going on?
Well, it wasn't exactly by choice because when you're arrested, you only get one phone call when you're in jail. And I only had one person that I really could confide in and trust in. And also, I felt that hopefully, you know, I could explain my way out of it like I'd done
mm-hmm.
many times before. And
yeah.
the biggest issue that I had was the denial that, well, this is not really a problem, like Sharon mentioned. Well, there's
mm-hmm.
a mistake, and they don't understand what's going on, and let me explain. Well, God had brought me to this place, yes, through 19 years of marriage, but it's been something that started when I was 8 years old.
Mm.
When I was 8 years old, I was introduced to pornography, and that progressed into the lifestyle and the deceptive life that I led
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And because of getting arrested, God basically said, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to allow this anymore. And guess what? You're going to have a radical life change. And it
mm-hmm.
wasn't by my choice. It was by his grace and mercy that he did that.
Wow.
And because
wow.
of that, yes, I finally started to look at my life and said, well, maybe I can't be a leader in the church and also, you know, do the things that I'm doing on the weekends or the evenings. And God say, no, this is not the way I want you to live.
Wow.
But even in that, I was very still steeped in denial because I was walking through a process thinking I could justify, explain, or even maybe dabble in this other life on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But God was not going to allow me to do that.
Wow. Well, I think it's a real reality for families to hear today that a mediocre family, well, they will say, well, we're human. We make mistakes, you know. This is a part of my nature. It must be natural because I want to do it, you know. If it's wrong, you know, I don't want to be right because it's so much nature. But God wants more of us and families because, you know, what you were doing when you got arrested, it didn't just affect you. It affected your wife, your children, and the community that you were a part of. And so when we consider the weight of these realities of what's going on in our lives with these things, we need to begin to get really, real good answers. And so you guys had said you went to counseling. What does one do in a family when they recognize they have a sexual addiction? For many of us, and I'm going to say many of us, we will hide these parts of our lives rather than confess them. You know, how did you guys take a step towards not only preserving your marriage, but achieving wholeness? Because some people, like Sharon was talking about, feel like caged in to a marriage, and they have this problem, and it's not solved. How did you guys get to a place of solution about the addiction and how you got there?
Well, when we came to this crisis, and it took a crisis, and I think with sexual addiction or with any other addiction, really it takes coming to a crisis and hitting bottom and being able to say, okay, well, I think I need to make some changes here. And I think what happened was we found a counselor who knew what was going on. I didn't even know what sexual addiction was, and so we went to see a counselor who specialized in sexual addiction because sexual addiction is a very unique problem. Sometimes people call it a disease, but you know, and call addiction a disease, but it's a very unique problem. You know, the scriptures say that every sin that we do is outside of the body, but when we have sexual sin, we take it into our members and it becomes a part of us. And since sexual addiction is a behavioral addiction, we were created to be sexual. God created us to be sexual beings. And so it's not like you can abstain from sex like you do alcohol or drugs. Mm-hmm. It is a very unique recovery that has to be done. And there are very unique issues that happen around sexual addiction. Because a lot of people think that sexual addiction is an addiction to sex. In reality, it is called the big disconnect, and it is the inability for anybody to be intimate on any level, whether it's emotional, whether it's relational, whether it's sexual.
Wow.
And well, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say, let's help us to understand that, because a lot of us, like I know when the actress Halle Berry had a divorce problem and she divorced her husband because he had what was called a sex addiction, a lot of people thought, well, is that real? Is that made up? Is it real or is it made up? Let's talk about the reality of that and help us to really understand, because you were saying it's a behavioral problem, impulse behavior that people have, and what really causes it, and what should we understand as believers with this phenomenon manifesting in the lives of so many believers? We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org.
That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Haupt. My guest today is Gary and Sharon Worrell, who are Christian, who are counselors, who are Christians who happen to be counselors, and they're also therapists, and they publish an incredible book titled Sexual Addiction, One Couple's Journey to Discover the Strategies for Healing. And I believe what we're talking about, this issue about sexual behavior, is really important for us to understand, because all of, you know, sex is a gift from God, but often we see people utilize it as a weapon of mass destruction. If we don't understand the way God has designed for us to relate to this part of our nature. I love Jeremiah 6:16 that says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. For they said, we will not walk in it." People have to choose to walk in the path that God has designed for every aspect of our life, especially those things that pertain to the soulical matters, our emotions, our will, and our intellect, that are tied up in and integrated with what our behavior is. And we learn, you know, our soul is developed in the context of a family. And you were helping us to understand the uniqueness of what a sexual addiction is, that it's a behavior issue. Help us to understand as Christians, you know, how do we deal with that? Because it's not like something we can abstain from. You know, it's a part of what God wired us to do.
Well, the unique aspect of how God made us is He wants us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. And to be whole, spirit, soul, and body means we also need to be connected with the sexual and the intimacy of not only relationship with others, but, of course, a relationship that is real and honest. Now, that's the problem with sexual addiction. There is no honesty. There is no truth. It's all a lie. It's all deception. And the denial that I was walking in, like I said, started when I was 8 with pornography. And many times our society doesn't think of pornography, oh, it's no big deal. It's like a rite
of entertainment, some of them think.
Yes, exactly. You see it everywhere. I mean, I went to a hockey game last night, and they had women out there that I felt was totally unnecessary, you know, scraping the ice. And our society permeates this image everywhere. And what it does, it starts to sear or make our mind callous. And God says, no, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of praise, dwell, think, and meditate on these things. Well, pornography and sexual addiction doesn't even fit anywhere close to that. And because the way I was raised, my family said, okay, you know, that's fine. You'll outgrow it. No. The progression of sexual addiction doesn't go, you know, well, I'll just start with this little sin of pornography and stay there. No, it progressed to going to other areas of town, going to strip clubs, going to massage parlors, going to prostitutes, and to the point where it no longer even had a reference in my life between God's righteousness and my sin. It was so overbearing that it was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde relationship. That created a disconnect with my wife, with myself, especially with my God, because God doesn't tolerate those kind of things.
Well, this is truth. The scripture says the truth will set us free. Will you talk to us about the renewing of our mind process? What do we need to do? Because I'm assuming that this behavior is driven chemically, it's driven emotionally, and it can be driven by the nature of our family of origin. Help us to understand from God's word how to face this and how to manage this, or to not just manage it, to get to a repairing of this.
Well, I think, Dr. Haupt, that what happens is we have to come to a place of admitting. You know, the first step is admitting that our lives have become unmanageable and that we're powerless over whatever it is that has a hold of us. And that's, we have to come to God and help and allow him to help us to restore our sanity when something gets so out of kilter. And
yeah.
We were, like I said before, we were thrust into the wilderness. And we, the first thing that we had to do is we had to get the definition of what was going on. I think in our families today,
mm-hmm.
we just go along. We're so overwhelmed with the stress of trying to make a living and trying to keep our family together and just trying to make ends meet that
mm-hmm.
we're not, we stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And had we stopped there and really, you know, just said, well, God's in control and God can take care of this, which God is in control and God can take care of it. But if we had stopped at that point and had not stepped into a recovery process where we began to learn about what the definition of sexual addiction is and what it takes to recover from it and hadn't actually made the commitment financially and energy-wise to
mm-hmm.
actually do the work, I am almost certain, 100%, that we would not be married today, that our marriage
wow.
would have blown up and Gary would not be recovered and
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have walked out of this thing.
Wow. Well,
Dr. Hobb, a lot of times we as Christians, we like to think that God is going to instantly bring us through our sins, our issues, our difficulties. And
mm-hmm.
I don't see that because
no,
Paul talked about that he had a thorn in his side, a thorn in his flesh, and he said that he asked many times that it be removed, but it was not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
mm-hmm.
believe that God always just instantaneously takes our troubles, our trials away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is basically in us that it has been developed for me since I was 8. So I tell people, if I've been struggling with this for 40 years, is it going to go away in 40 minutes or even 40
no.
days?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is
because
a working out. Like, you know, it says in scriptures that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul said, who would deliver me from this old wretched man that I am? And he talked about, you know, he struggled with this old man, and a lot of people don't realize that Paul was pulling on the imagery of a reality during that day, and that is that Rome, they had a form of corporate punishment that wasn't just a cross. The other form of corporate punishment was the old man punishment. And what they would do, they would take a man who committed a crime they thought was worthy of death, and they would tie a dead man to his body, and they would tie his arms up and his feet where he couldn't free himself, and they would put him on a stake in the sun, and they would allow that old man's death to begin to work itself into that living man's body until he also died. And that man would try to free himself from that old wretched man, unable to free himself. It really took something outside of himself, but also the effort within himself to be able to free himself. And here Paul was the great writer of the New Testament, of the Bible, you know, the great apostle, and he was confessing that I struggle with the old man who would deliver me from this old wretched man when I desire to do what is right, to do what is wrong is always with me. And many people that are listening to this show, they know that pornography is wrong. They know that sexual addiction is wrong. But the struggle, where do I get the strength to overcome it? I want to talk about this when we get back from this break, because we need to understand that, yes, God will not always deliver you instantly, because he's looking for a process and he's looking for a relationship to develop between you and him as you're coming out of this deliverance, and you must develop a character to stay free from the condemnation and from the addiction of this circumstance. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. I've been talking with Gary and Sharon Worrell about the struggle with sexual addiction that many believers are struggling with their lives today. This great ministry has been raised up by God. It's called Strategies for Healing. The website that you can go to connect with them, can you guys give us that website? Is it healingstrategies.com?
It's www.strategiesforhealing.com.
Strategies
the
for
four
healing.
Is written out. Mm-hmm. Strategiesforhealing.com. Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening to the show and you want to connect with them, you can visit that website. You can always go to voiceofdestiny.org, where we'll have a profile and a link to this resource that God has put into the kingdom of God. We only have a few minutes left. Can we throw out some of the best strategies that you guys have learned over the years, first steps that we as believers should take if we know that we're struggling with an addiction, the sexual addiction? Because it's like you said, the skill set is usually it's not often in the local church because it's something we are embarrassed or ashamed, too ashamed to talk about. So please tell us, those of us that know that we need help in this area, what are some of the best strategies?
Well, Dr. Hopp, we often say in our office, it's easy to be delivered, it's just not easy to stay delivered when it comes to sexual addiction issues.
Mm.
And what has happened is that God has given Gary a three-prong purpose to enter into, and I'm going to let Gary talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we have just a short time, so I'm going to briefly give you an overview. The first part is God wants to get us free from whatever the addiction is, whether it be sexual addiction or other areas. And freedom from is a behavior. It's repentance. Let's be honest. It's repentance, making 180 degree. And it's also being accountable and having a support network around us that is able to uphold us. It's like Aaron and Hur upholding Moses. There needs to be people that can uphold us and support us and encourage us and be accountable too. The second area is victory over, that the victory has to go deep into the roots of what is the actual causes. It says in Romans, I am more than a conqueror. And actually it says, I am a victor in Christ Jesus. It is not in myself. It's in Christ that I am more than a conqueror. And that's where we allow the depth of God's presence and God's healing and God's truth and word to get down to those roots so they do not have bad fruit. And then the last one is that God wants to give us a new hope, a life of hope and his presence and peace so that we can walk in the power of that presence and peace so we no longer go back or relapse into old behaviors and old thoughts.
Wow.
Now, the key, those three keys, freedom from, victory over, and new hope and peace for the future, is not something that is instantaneous, but at least it gives them a beginning to see God's grace and mercy and power deliver us and bring us into the fullness of God and have that fabulous family, have that fabulous life, and begin to see the true nature of God in our lives.
Well, and that victory over piece is really looking into what has brought us to the place that we are right now. What is it in our family of origin history? What is it in our background? What is it that we're medicating? What is it that has brought us to this place? If we're on the bottom looking up, what got us here? And
Sharon,
that's that victory over piece.
Sharon, I want us to I want you guys to stay around so we can do another show and talk about what is the process, because it's not going to be instant. It's a journey,
mm-hmm.
and it's really important that we as believers get equipped for this, because not only do we need deliverance, it is a powerful evangelistic tool for us to reach out to others outside the commonwealth of the church with the truths and the principles that govern this part of our lives if we're able to walk in it. Brothers and sisters, remember today is a great day. Remember, Voice of Destiny is also available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. God does have a plan for you, a plan to bless you, not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and an expected end. God bless. We'll see you on the next time.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, Kingdom Information and Revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.